You're listening to Extra Credit, a weekly podcast from the National Association of Credit Management, where you can expect to hear from different credit professionals each Friday. We'll help you stay informed about the latest in the B2B credit world. My name is Anna Caroline Caruso, an editorial associate here at NACM. Now let's dive into this week's top stories. First, we're taking a look at how the roots of supply chain disruptions run deep. Supply snags and transportation logistics play a massive role in rising costs and today's economic uncertainty. In some cases, credit professionals are left navigating the fallout. Shane Inglesby is a corporate credit manager at Geneva Rock. He says a severe cement shortage is making it difficult to fill orders.
It has significantly impacted our business to meet the demand. And right now, knock on wood, we still have a very high demand for concrete, especially in the commercial sector. And so essentially what it's come down to is not so much a lack of material. Their production facility isn't able to produce it as efficiently as they did before.
So his company is forced to make difficult decisions about who gets concrete and how much.
Right now, we are being inundated with credit applications because our major competitors are having the same cement shortage. And so companies, concrete contractors, are being told by their preferred provider, someone that they've probably had a long-standing relationship with for years, hey, I can't get you what you need. These individuals' livelihoods are literally on the line. These customers are desperate, and they're going, well, we hear that Geneva Rock is providing material, so let's see if we can get it from them.
Yet there is a small silver lining about supply disruptions from a collections standpoint.
When we end up having two customers that on a piece of paper look identical, what my operations team is doing is they are saying, okay, how is their account? Is their account past due? Is it current? And if it's current, that's the customer that's getting the material. So there's motivation with our customers to take care of us as much as possible, because when it comes down to an equal or a level playing field, if there is a difference in the payment patterns of one customer over another, the customer that is making a priority of getting us paid is the customer that's going to get the concrete.
Supply backlogs have been especially challenging for Jeffrey Borgens, senior manager of operations and finance at Aphone Corporation, because his company is an importer distributor that either resells product or makes small modifications before selling it.
90 to 95% of all our product is imported from our parent company. I would say it's probably impacting about 95% of our business. Our parent company is located in Japan, and we have various source factories throughout Asia. For us, we've probably had over the last few months, maybe $1 million in back orders per month. When the air freight comes in, we get caught up on the previous orders, and sometimes our month to month looks pretty good, but then the back orders continue to build. We're anticipating it'll get worse before it gets better.
Throw price increases on top of lengthy lead times, and you've got a messy mixture.
What customers typically will do is they'll understand there's a price increase coming, maybe 60 days, 90 days out. They'll look to load up on as much product as they can before the price goes up 5 or 6%. And so then that causes another issue with not only the back order starting to build further, but also taking your stock that you currently have. They may lock in the price in a future shipment if they do place them strategically. Our costs may not be recouped if our prices are going up.
Check out the most recent e-news for the full story. Also happening this week, trade credit underwriters are beginning to pay closer attention to the growing risks in domestic and foreign transactions. Jay Tenney, Managing Director of Trade Risk Group, broke down what is on the minds of underwriters during this month's Global Expert Brief.
One of the underwriters told me this week when we were going back and forth about trying to get coverage on a particular buyer for a client, and the financials look good and all, but he goes, looking at the recent financials and, looking in the rearview mirror, I mean, everything seems really good. But when you look forward into their market and their industry, it's just like, I mean, all you see are hurricanes. And he goes, it's not just them. He goes, it's just so hard for us to get our hands around credit because of what is going on internationally you know, not just economically, but politically, financially, socially, everything. It's just like the world's in tumult right now. Well, what's causing all this tumult? And there's some key things that are happening that are driving what is going on or what people perceive as a problem. In the U.S., it's inflation. It has a direct effect on credit here, around the world, everywhere.
You can watch the entire Global Expert Brief on our website. That's all for this week's episode of Extra Credit. We'll be back next Friday, but until then, be sure to follow us on Twitter and LinkedIn. In the meantime, you also can attend next week's webinar on Wednesday, What You Need to Know About Delaware Mechanics Liens.